It is so absolutely great to see all of you here today. I do a lot of talking on stage, but today I'm really, really nervous because this is such an amazing event for all of us as Godot Engine community members, but also as the organizers of this event. So first of all, welcome to Godot Fest, the GodotCon Europe in 25, the very first Godot Fest. You know, for me personally, I mean, all of our team kind of made the GodotCon 23 as well, at least our core team. And it was very funny to, or a very good way, or a very Godot community way of getting into this, right? It is really a testament for the Godot community. I was approached by Lars Grevesmühl of RX Games a couple of years ago. He knew I was working for Microsoft, and he asked, hey, can we maybe have a venue for the GodotCon in Munich? And I was surprised, GodotCon in Munich, that is amazing. I just found my way into Godot, and I said, yeah, let's figure this out. I joined the Discord, and there was this team already there. I knew basically no one there except Rafa, who you know as Pixter, and we got together without knowing us, super, super quickly, and within, I don't know, half a year, we organized the GodotCon 23 as a, basically five people core team, and then a couple of more volunteers that all went together doing that, right? And I want to give a special shout out to Senat, who is part of our core team, for bringing GodotCon to Munich back then. So we got so much amazing feedback from GodotCon 23, and we always thought, oh, we should probably do this again, and we always thought, you know, we should, because most of us work in the games industry professionally, and we go to a lot of conferences, so we really wanted to do this during the week and be maybe So it's easier for people to come who work professionally in the games industry, right? And with all the professional influx of, you know, in the Godot community, we always thought it should also maybe be a little bit more towards professional audiences that try to make the money with Godot, try to make the living with Godot, but also attract the larger Godot community. And we have seen a lot of professional engagement in the last couple of years, and it really started with the pricing changes Unity did just before the Godot Fest 23. It was not great for Unity, and we are all, I think, really sorry for them, but it was... I genuinely am sorry that there was this community backlash, but it really helped the Godot engine, right? And that was just before 23 GodotCon, and ever since we have seen many, many more games come out with the Godot engine. The likes of, you know, PVKK is coming out, Slay the Spire 2 by Megacrit will be coming out from Godot, with Godot Engine. There has been massive investment also by Meta and other companies. JetBrains, as a tooling provider, announced a sponsorship. Then Sentry, just this or last week, announced the sponsorship. So we're seeing a lot of traction. And we also, Rafa looked into the statistics for the Godot showreel. And I think it was in 21, there was like a much, much higher ratio in to-do games. And now it's much, much more 3D games when you look at the recent showreel that was released just recently. So yeah, we also had a couple other big hits like Brotato and Cassette Beast, who also did get into Xbox's Game Pass, which is a massive success, I think, in visibility also for the Godot engine. All right, now I just want to conclude with a lot of thank yous, right? First of all, our families. Many of us have families, and they have been. We have all been doing this as a side gig, basically, right? And they have kind of supported us a lot. So thank you for them, to them. I also really want to thank you, our amazing volunteers. Without all of them, we couldn't have done this. So thank you very much, all of you. And then, of course, our call for proposals team, who selected all these amazing talks amongst a humongous amount of submissions. So really, really special thanks to them as well. And many of them are here today. Welcome and thank you very much. And then we have our video crew. The KS Computer Club Video Operations Center is actually, again, our partner in doing video recording and audio recording, of course. We will be putting all of our stuff on YouTube in a couple of weeks, probably. We don't know yet when, but thank you so much to them as well. And then I want to give a special thank you to our core team. Kerstin Pfaffinger. She did an insane amount of work on organizing everything, really, related to talks, managed speakers, built a schedule, organized all the volunteer relations and operations, and then so many other things. So thank you. Ben Wehling, who did all the sponsorship-related work, business development and finances. So a lot of the back-end work. He has been talking to so many people, right? And then again, some, you know. Thank you. Rafa, or Pickster, as you know him, Raffaele Picker, did everything related to visuals, including merchandise, and again, then some, because we all need to put in so many things in. Thank you very much. Then Senat, or as you know him, maybe as Game Dev Senat, for bringing all the Godocon originally to Munich, and then managing all the overarching business administration and acting as our CEO for, you know, our company in the background, and carrying all of the legal requirements and stuff. Thank you very much. Matteo Tietz, managing the video-related topics and relations with the KS Computer Club Video Operations Center, and so much more. Thank you. Miguel González Sánchez, also known as BitBrain, who built the awesome website and was constantly on point to update everything during day and night. So thank you so much. Ah, there you are. Stand up, please. And now, trying to find the right thing. Here, I don't know. But I know what to say about them. So a big, big thank you to our headline main sponsor, JetBrains. They do not only build amazing, amazing developer tools, which I'm a big, big fan myself, but also are a very early investor into the Godot ecosystem. And that is very, very much appreciated by us and I think as a community. Generally they seem to believe in a big player as Godot, as a big player in the Godot in the games industry. Matt Ellis, Matt Ellis at the very back. He leads the developer relations team at JetBrains. He also will be doing a talk called Godot Meets JetBrains, Building IDE Tools for a Growing Engine, and will also be part of our fireside chat, Godot's Next Milestone. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, JetBrains. And also, they were just an amazing partner to work with all through this. Thank you. Mike Klubnicka, our second platinum sponsor, creator of the hit title Buckshot Roulette, is, I think, just extremely thankful to the Godot community. And he wants to give back by sponsoring this Godot Fest and by sponsoring the speaker dinner. Thank you very much, Mike. If you could stand up. Can you stand up so we can see you? All right, and then thank you to all our other sponsors, to all our speakers, to everyone involved in making this happen. Thank you so much. So, well, and we all couldn't be more excited to be here with you today for this event. Thank you all for coming, and please enjoy the first Godot Fest. One more little thing. So we have photographers here who will be taking pictures and videos of you. If you do not want to be on photos that are being shared publicly, we have a rainbow tape, and we would like to ask you to put them around your badge or front if you do not want to be on a public photo. Right? You can grab this at the reception and do this so the photographers can recognize you on the photos and can sort these out. Thank you very much. Enjoy. I think we have a little break now. Oh, one more thing. Can you, totally forget about this. Can everyone please come on stage who helped make this happen? All volunteers, all core staff. Can you please all come? The most important thing. Can you come on, bisschen vorgehen? Ein bisschen vor. Könnt ihr ein bisschen vorgehen, dass wir dann nicht runterfallen? Dann off to the break.